Brothers and sisters in the Lord, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we would like to greet all of you worldwide here from Switzerland. We may be so grateful that we found grace in the sight of God, grateful for the privilege which the Good Shepherd, also in these difficult times, and troubles, he takes care for his sheep and he doesn't leave them alone. Although Brother Frank cannot travel anymore from city to city, the faithful Lord has nevertheless taken care of that the word of the hour via the internet can be heard. And in all countries and languages, there are faithful brothers who are passing on the everlasting gospel. God has his people all over the earth. May he bless today each one from the riches of his grace, and may he fill our desires of our hearts according to his will. For the introduction for this service, I would like to read from the Word of God, from Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, it says here, Galatians chapter 6, from verse 14 to 16. But God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. It says here, In Galatians 6, in verse 14, it said, we only want to glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are so grateful to our Lord that we may be in Christ and from us, poor sinners, He made a new creature by His grace. We are grateful for the message which foreruns the second coming of Christ, for the Word, back to the Bible, which is our measuring rod, and this short time which is left to us for our preparation, that we really redeem this time so that we at His soon coming have enough oil in our lamps. We want to pray. Heavenly Father, as your blood-bought multitude, we are looking up to you worldwide and we ask you that you may confirm your word and that you may bless the carrier of your word in a special way. Lord, you see all our needs and this gives you the opportunity to demonstrate your divine power and wisdom. Give grace that we say thanks and trust you in all things and that we remain on your way. May all see your perfect redemption so that our hearts are filled with praise and joy. May your Holy Spirit, your peace and your mercy come upon all of us. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. I also would like to greet all of you. We are, of course, joined in the Lord internationally, in love, joined, because we believe what God has promised unto us. And now we have heard it in the word of introduction. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And we thank the Lord God for the finished work of redemption, for the message of the hour, for the grace which He has given unto us. We have to extend greetings to you from many, many brothers, from many countries. The last two, from Brother John from Bucharest and from Brother Tati from Brussels. And we greet also from this place all beloved brothers who are now translating into other languages. May the Lord God be with you and may He lead you and may He give you the right words. Also, Brother Herbert Laumer, may God bless you and all who are joining us now. We are, of course, greeting all worldwide, in East and West, in South and North. Who would have thought of this 10 or 20 years ago, that it would be possible to at the same time reach the whole world? And we remember, we think on the holy word of our Lord the gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. And most surely, we noticed it, that we've come very, very near, very close to the end now. You all know what I said in the past months of the last year. My impression was and is that I have done what the Lord commanded unto me, what He commissioned me to. And the last message, to bring it, and as Brother Branham also had to emphasize what he was told on the 11th of June 1933, that the message which was entrusted unto him would forerun the second coming of Christ. And the Lord, of course, took him at the end of December 1965, after he did what he received from God. And since that time, we have the precious, revealed, holy word. We passed it on. And as Brother Baumgartner just said now, the message is back to the Bible, back to the Word, back to God, back to the beginning. And to it, God has given us the grace. All of us, we were, of course, in various churches and religions and denominations. And the Lord called us out according to the word, "Ye my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing." Now, just briefly, to come to the time in which we now are living. For me, something very unusual, because all of my life consisted of to preach the Word on every Wednesday, every Saturday, every Sunday, and throughout many years, on Sunday, two times, in the morning and in the afternoon. And now, we see what is happening on the earth. We see the climate change. We see the global warming. We see that everything has become different. The virus just took over, and hundreds of thousands are no more here. But to the Lord God be the thanks, that in all this we may recognize that the end time is here. And the Lord just said, this is the beginning of sorrows. Also, all the creation is waiting for the renewing. And we, who we are believers, we are waiting that the Lord returns, and that by grace He takes us home. If we look back, and this I will do today, we are looking back to many years. You all know, since 1949, I'm acquainted with that, what God did through Brother Branham. And then came the years, in particular, 55 and 58 and 60 and 62. Then came the years, and we are just so grateful to our God with all our hearts for it, that we received the grace to believe with all our hearts, to not put one time a question mark or having a doubt. For me, it was, of course, a personal strengthening to have witnessed the supernatural ministry of Brother Branham, personally witnessing it, being in the meetings to hear, to see, and then to experience how the same happened as it happened at the time of our Lord, that he could say to the people who they are, what their trouble is, and all the details. Brother Branham, of course, mentioned all these scriptures time and again. In the healing lines, he mentioned the scriptures. I don't need to do it today. But I'm eternally grateful to our God that I personally was acquainted with this ministry of this man of God, that I was sitting with him at the same table, eating with him, driving with him in the same car, being in the same meetings, and that it was this man of God who told me on the 2nd of December 1962, he could tell me word by word what the Lord spoke to me on the 2nd of April 1962. And then write the remark, you were thinking there comes a natural famine, but God will send a hunger to hear His words. And the food which you should store in is the word promised for this time, and it is kept on the tapes which were recorded. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to go here into details, but God has taken care for it, that also nine brothers from four different countries, they were traveling directly to Jeffersonville to hear of the eye and ear witnesses, to hear it from their mouths, who were present when Brother Branham told me these things. I have no need to invent one single story, but I'm grateful for the supernatural experiences and instructions which the Lord has given to me as the least servant. In view of all the past years, we had, of course, since 1958, we had regular meetings translating the sermons of Brother Branham. And then came, of course, the moment or the time where the message had to be carried into all the world, namely after the passing of the prophet. And also to this, God has given grace above grace. When I returned in April 1966 from the funeral of Brother Branham, I knew what I had to do. And I started to arrange meetings. And one of the main thing was that this message via Radio Luxembourg, I preached to all the German-speaking countries. And God has given grace that the meetings, the programs were broadcasted via Radio Luxembourg on every Sunday, 30 minutes. And all in Germany, Switzerland, Austria, they could be reached. When I think about it, how God was taking care for it, that the contact was established. What did I know? Where the believers are, brothers and sisters. If we look back, then we can just thank. And then came Eastern Europe to it, and then the whole world, so that we right now, presently, in all the various languages, we reach exactly 174 countries, looking after the believers, giving them the precious holy word, and they made their decision for the Lord to believe and to receive and accept. Brothers and sisters, by now there are millions who believe that what God has ordained for this period of time and what He has given to us by His grace. And I was also thinking about that not only in our language, but God has opened doors in all the languages, in particular in the English language, in so many countries having programs proclaiming the holy and precious word, so that no one will have an excuse on the day of judgment. I remember especially today some scriptures which are in connection with the return of our Lord, and I will read them to you. Before I do this, I think on our beloved Lord and Savior, as it is reported in the three Gospels. He spoke with His disciples about what will happen with Jerusalem, what will happen with the temple, and what would happen before His return, and also at the end of the world. And we all know what our Lord said in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. What really touches me in a special way is that our Lord went on the Mount of Olives, and there He was sitting down, and you can read it opposite the temple. And whoever was in Jerusalem and whoever was on the Mount of Olives, he knows precisely there where now is the parking place for the buses. From that place, one could look via Garden of Gethsemane. Directly one could look to the temple, and the Lord, in view of the temple, he spoke out the words and he said what is happening in our time and what has happened at that time and what is now happening at the end of all of the time. The Lord said, spoke, of course, about pestilences, about natural catastrophes. Everything has become different in the past months, and nothing will be anymore as it was once upon a time. But with God's help, we recognize by it that the return of the Lord is really so close. I say it honestly, as I feel it, that one could no more has to preach long sermons anymore. Just summarizing what the Lord has said. And what we were told in the message, that we should, that we must personally experience all that, that our meetings, in as much as they will be again, and also this remark now, it belongs to this place. If there are only some home groups, then one can already gather, yes. But if there's a building like this with 565 seats and a balcony with 125 seats, then it's not so easy to obey and to do according to the regulations of the government. We are waiting for it. And I believe shortly it will take place, that we can again have meetings to hear God's holy and precious word. But, as already mentioned, not only to hear, but to experience. Because the end of the church of the living God, the church of Jesus Christ, will be as the beginning was. And whoever hears the sermon of Brother Branham this morning, whoever heard it, he mentioned there the capstone, which is mentioned in Zechariah chapter 4. Under the jubilation, grace, grace to it. Our Lord is Alpha and Omega. He is the cornerstone upon everything was founded, and he is the capstone. He made the beginning, and he will make the end. And we will experience it by his grace. Now, let us look into some scriptures, in particular, from 1 Thessalonians. Here, I would like to read from the three chapters. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, from verse 19. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ? And now comes the most special. Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his return, coming, return? We have said it in the word of introduction. Whoever glories, let him glory in the Lord. And if we read today of the crown of rejoicing, which the believers who at that time received the divine message, they were serving, they served that the glory would be given to the Lord alone, because they believed with all their hearts and they were in agreement with God and his word. The joy of Paul was, of course, that his proclamation was not in vain, but that it brought forth fruit. And as one puts upon himself a crown of victory, so Paul looked at the believers which experienced the victory of God, who have overcome everything that was in the way. They have overcome. They left everything behind, and they believed only with all their hearts what the man of God at that time proclaimed unto them. So, the message brought forth fruit, and this was the crowning. The fruit is the crowning. Brothers and sisters, what will come forth from our time? To me it's enough if we all receive the crown of life or the crown of glory, the crown of victory, receiving it. And if we read in Revelation chapter 5, when the Lamb took the sealed book, the 24 elders, they have put away their crowns, laying them, kneeling down before our Lord, giving him the glory. Also we, when we will be crowned, we will lay down our crown and thank him alone, the alone one who is worthy, giving him the praise and glory, who is worthy. No man of God is worthy that one gives him the thanks. And as I said many times, we are only doing what the Lord commanded unto us. And he says, when a servant has done everything what the Lord commanded him, then he should just say, I'm just a useless servant. And from our own selves looked at, we can be used for nothing. We are able for nothing. And that what God wanted to have all the glory belongs only to the Lord. The Lord took those who are nothing in the world. We thank the Lord for it. And I think, brothers and sisters, I mean it, we are not joined with the messenger of God, but we are joined with God who has sent him. The word went forth from the throne of God and joins us again with God who sits on the throne. And so to no servant of God belongs the glory or the thanks, but only to the Lord God alone. Also, this should be said here once again. For me, a very big pain, because we believe that now the time is really so short now before the return of the Lord that the believers become one heart and one soul. And as it was at the beginning, they came together and were praying together. If we then think about how many groups there are in our days who all say, we believe the message, and all are doing what they like, all believe what they like, all are walking their own ways. This time is over. This time is over. And if you then one notices internationally that in particular the Branham fanatics, they are waiting that the prophet should now return. And the one group thinks he returns to us, and the other group says he comes to us. He comes to not one single group, because for this there's not one single promise. They are deceived. They are misled, driven by wrong teachings. Brothers and sisters, this must be said here very clearly. The elect cannot be deceived. They will not run after any man. They will not run after a thunder doctrine. No, they will walk in the footsteps of our Lord. They will experience their preparation by His grace. Then we read on in the next chapter, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse, may He establish your hearts, that before our Lord and Father, they are blameless, found blameless. Verse 13, to the end He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the return of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints at the coming. Also here it speaks of the return of our Lord. Just very mighty. With what kind of emphasis the apostle could say this, letting it be written down. Yes, may He establish your hearts, your and my heart. May He establish it in the Word to only believe as the Scripture has said. Then, why? Now comes the reason that before our God and Father, our hearts may be unblameable in holiness at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ to take His own home. Brothers and sisters, such words really touch our hearts. To others, they have to say nothing. As already mentioned, they have their own imaginations. But to the Lord God be the thanks for it with all our hearts. Once again, the emphasis. To the end, He may establish your hearts. Receive it. Today, this word is addressed to you and to me, addressed to all of us worldwide. May He establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father. Amen. Hallelujah. In holiness at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints. We all know that at the return of the Lord, all who went before us, he will bring them with him. That's how it is written in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. And this we want to read now. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Amen. Not my opinion, not the opinion of the apostle, but this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the return of the Lord shall not precede them who are asleep. We will see, brothers and sisters, who of us will remain unto the return of the Lord. There will be true believers. And I say it once again, I believe that the return of the Lord is very, very near, and that the signs of the time and that what is happening now on the earth, that it should serve for the purpose that we should lift up our heads. As our Lord said, when you see all these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. We see everything, and we lift up our heads by faith, because we know our bodily redemption is at hand. Now, verse 16, for the Lord himself, also here, not a prophet, not a teaching, but for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we are changed, and together will be caught up with him to meet the Lord in the air, and he fetches us into glory, and we will be with the Lord at all times. Thanks be to our God for the precious and holy word, also concerning the return of the Lord. Everything has been said and written very clearly. A fool cannot go astray, and whoever keeps his word alone, he will find the way of truth, walking on it. Very nice that Paul could write, this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, as the thus saith the Lord. He will return. The trump will sound. The voice of the archangel will sound. And the shout of our Lord is addressed to the dead, and they will resurrect, and we who we remain and are alive, we shall be changed. Tell me, brothers and sisters, tell me, could it be written more clearly? Could it be said more clearly how the return of the Lord will take place? What will happen at this time? Brothers and sisters, thanks be to the living God that we never, not a single time, we never accepted any interpretation, but we were standing on the precious and holy word throughout all these decades. More than half of a century, we presented and proclaimed the divine truths, and we never deviated one single time, but we abode in the word of truth, as sure and as true as the word of God is in us. Then we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to our Lord at His return. May He sanctify us wholly through and through. Sanctify them in Thy truth. Thy word is the truth. And as sure as we only believe God's holy word, accepting it, receiving it, as the blood-bought multitude, so sure we as the redeemed and delivered ones, as the ones who are born again, as the true children of God, will be sanctified in the word of truth. Because without sanctification, no one shall see the Lord. Also for this we are grateful that we received it by faith, accepting it without our own efforts. Do you know what I said in the recent weeks, what I prayed? I prayed, Dear Lord, I cannot sanctify myself. Sanctify you me by your holy presence, in your holy word, so that I can stand before you. Brothers and sisters, we just have the desire, the longing, that we experience the completion, not only the calling out, but all the corrections, receiving it, accepting it. And brothers and sisters, this we may actually not say it here, but so sharp, as Brother Branham preached in his last sermons, as he addressed the women or the sisters, he put them into the center. Brothers and sisters, may we all, every word which is addressed to us, may we really take it to heart, accepting it. And as we say always at the marriage ceremonies, at the weddings, we say, every brother, every husband, read these scriptures which are addressed to you, and every wife, read the scriptures which are addressed to you, so that there is a divine harmony. And if we all obey this, I tell you, sometimes I really feel otherwise. Brother Branham sometimes becomes really angry when he speaks about this subject. It really touches him so much. He cannot help himself. While preaching, he mentions Eve, that through Eve all the trouble came upon mankind. And he says, When will you find your place? But this just by the way, we have another scripture from 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 1. Now, we beseech you, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and concerning our gathering together unto Him. Also here, the return of the Lord is put into the focus. Now we beseech you concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and concerning our gathering together unto Him. One request, dear brothers, verse 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that the day of the Lord had come already. Here the admonition. Not that somebody says, God revealed to me. God showed me. God revealed to us what is written in the Word. God showed us and told us what is written in the Word. We don't need any special revelation, but here we have the full revelation of Jesus Christ, our Lord. But Paul was really troubled. That ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled. Do don't be shaken. But somebody says, oh, there's a revelation. No. And again, no. Paul, as a man of God, in all areas, he was taken care of, being led by the Spirit. He has taken care that we were made attentive to everything. Also, this, somebody says, oh, the day of the Lord is already here. The Lord has come already. God revealed it. Just forget it. Paul admonishes us very seriously, being led by the Spirit of God. And he writes, we beseech you concerning the return of our Lord Jesus Christ and concerning our gathering together unto Him. Yes, our gathering at His return, we will be with Him. As sure as it is written, so sure it will happen exactly like this. Let us summarize, brothers and sisters. We are living in the most important period of time of the history of mankind and also for the Church of the Living God. The last message has gone forth. The last call was heard in all peoples and tongues. And now we are waiting for it, that the Lord completes his work in a supernatural way with all of us. And as we said at the beginning, the time comes where we will have no more hearing long sermons, but we will bow our knees before the living God, experiencing, receiving the power from on high, being blessed with the resurrection power, being blessed, experiencing the completion. As already mentioned before, Zechariah 4, the capstone will be placed. He, Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Brothers and sisters, just be aware of what kind of grace it is to live in this time, in such a confusion, in all the religions, all together, such a confusion is on the earth. And we received grace from God to believe his holy, precious word, revealed word, to hear it, to believe it, to experience the calling out, the correction, everything, accepting it by faith, experiencing the completion by his grace. To our God be the glory. May the Lord bless all in Switzerland, Austria, in all of Europe, East and West. May he bless in all peoples and tongues, on all the continents. The Lord completes his work. And may he come in our time. We are waiting for it. Maranatha, blessed and praised be our Lord throughout all eternity. And now may all stand up and may Brother Schmidt pray with us, giving thanks to our Lord. Gracious Lord, looking up to you, we say thanks to you and worship you for this time that you have taken care for us. Also now, Lord, your word you have put upon the lampstand, you are always addressing and speaking to us, giving us grace on one hand to remain sober, on the other hand, to believe, giving you the glory, because Lord in heaven, you are the one who you spoke to us, as you always spoke to your people in this last time in which we arrived now, Lord. We see everything comes to fulfillment before our eyes. Everything what you spoke out, making us attentive to it, calling to us, saying to us to lift up our heads, giving you the thanks for our redemption, which you have given us for all of the world, but in particular for those who received your word. This redemption is so near. Bless us. Bless your people, as already prayed worldwide, in all tongues, nations. Lord Jesus, please be with us. Lord, we are standing as those which you took to Emmaus. We say, abide with us, for it is becoming evening. We know, Lord, the day is far spent. Oh God, darkness is increasing, but also your word is increasing. And we want and we shall give you alone the thanks and the glory. Lord Jesus, keep us in your word. Keep us. Keep him whom you have given the commission to preach your word so that we give you alone the glory. Amen. The Lord will appear very soon. Firstly for his own, when the trump shall sound, he will take them up. Into his glory he will take them up. They shall see him. They shall be with him at all times. Being with him forever. The trumpet shall sound very soon. The trump shall sound very soon. For your redemption is drawing near. For your redemption is near. Look at the signs of the time of his return. Still the time of grace. Forgiveness is still here. The Lord shall appear soon. God is still near to everyone. God is still near to everyone. The trump shall sound very soon. The trump shall sound very soon. Lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. For your redemption is near. The true children of God, they lift up their heads. They are the overcomers. They believed his word. They expect their redemption and rejoice to see it. Und
is now.